beginning of Parshas Bamidbar in the Yalkut, Yalkut Shemini, says the following: B'shoah Shanasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah Yisrael. The time that Hashem gave the Torah to Yisrael, which is Shavuos, Niskanu Bohem Ha'akum. The Goyim, all the Goyim nations were jealous. According to this Chazal, Amru, they said, Ma Rol is Karev Lehem Yosef Menakol. Why are they Zeicha, Yisrael, to get it than all of us? Obviously, this seems to conflict the.
You asked around,
right? Yisinai Bob, Zarach Meseir Lomo, Hopi Me'afaron. And David said no, Yisrael said Nasav and Ishma. This Chazal is not learning that way. Well, what? They heard that there's a Matan Torah, and they were jealous. How come he didn't give it to us? Ma Rol is Karev Lehem Yosef Menakol. How come you're coming close to Yisrael to bring them close to you and not us? Sosam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Piyam. Hashem shut their mouths. Ba'amar Lehem, he says, okay. Hoviu li sefer hayuchzim shalachem. Bring me your sefer yichus. It's called the yichus. A lot of people have yichus. They trace their ancestry, lineage, right, all the way back to different people. Kohanim, I think it's an important thing to be able to do that, to make sure that you're claiming yichus for mitzvahs, pidyon haben. So Hashem said, so bring me your yichus. Let me hear your yichus. Bring me the yichus. Shneamar, and it's a pasuk. We see that Hashem asked them to bring the yichus. Havu l'Hashem mishpachos amim. What does that mean? Havu l'Hashem mishpachos amim. Give me, bring, you know, mishpachos amim. Bring it to me. I want to see. I want to see your yichus. Kederach shabonai meviv. The same way that my children are bringing. They're bringing me the Sefer Yichus. Where did we see that the Israel showed the Yichus? Shneamar v'yisyaldu al mishpachosam v'veis avosam. This week's parsha. V'yisyaldu al mishpachosam v'veis avosam. And then we have the whole listing of the Yichus of Klal Yisrael. So, this is what Hashem said to them. Bring me the Sefer Yichus. And since, obviously, the Yichus is not the same, it's not Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, these are our fathers of the nation, you know? So therefore, you're not shaykh to the Torah. What does that exactly mean? What really transpired over here? He, the Yismach Moshe, asked the question. We have that other Chazal. They didn't want to be Mekabel, the Zorach Meisei Olomo. So, Lechera, he asked that question. What does Yichus have to do with being Mekabel the Torah? You have to come from a Rebbeisha family, you have to come from Goinim and Tzaddikim. Atem nitzavim ayom kulchem lefnei Hashem alokechem. You're all standing before Hashem alokechem. Mechoitev eitzecho ad shoev meimecha. Who's included in standing before Hashem? Atem nitzavim ayom kulchem. Choitev eitzecho. Who are the choitev eitzechos? The woodchoppers. And who are the shoev meimecha? The ones who drew up water. Who are they? Because I'll say they're the Givonim. Who came in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu? They were from the seven Amimim.
Yeshua.
Yeshua later. First, they came by Moshe Rabbeinu first. and they took him in, made a bris, then they found out that. So what did they do? They made him choyte veitzecha and shoyev meimecha. They set him aside. You're in Klal Yisrael, but this is what you're going to do. So they're all staying with the Hashem Kehem. What yichus? They didn't have any yichus. So you see, it has nothing to do with yichus. So why to begabel the Torah you have to bring your sefer yichusim? What does it mean? Why is that necessary? So the Yismach Moshe, all the Sforim talk about this medrash. There's a lot of raid on it. They're basing it on what Shabbos Peches. Shabbos Peches is the sugya of Matan Torah. There it says, "Vayis Yasu b'tachta sahor." They stood underneath the mountain. Malameh shekofa lem harkagigis. Hashem picked up the mountain Sinai like a barrel and gave them an ultimatum. If you makabel the Torah, mutov. And if you're not makabel the Torah, shom tehekvu raschem. You look up and you see that big mountain on top of your heads. And it just, Shem says, let's go. And it's over. So you're twisting my arm. Kfir. It was coercion. Okay. And the Shtetzik, the Rishonim asked the question. Tais was on the spot, another Rishonim. They already said, Nasa v'nishma, which is before. A few days before, they said, Nasa v'nishma. Kol ha'she dibur ha'she Nasa v'nishma. So then what would you have to force them for in the first place if they said it? It's a side kasha that everyone talks about. But that's what happened with the Kof Aleim HaKagiyas. So he asked the question to Yismach Moshe. We paskin ein saw command the law yovid. Ein saw. If someone forces you to do something, it's klo ovid, as if you didn't do it. It's not your maisa. You're forced to do it. If you're not, you're forced to do it. So it's not considered your maisa. So how could you tell me they come from Lam and they accepted the Torah if they're forced? Should be like an oinus, and an oinus, the din is, it's not like your maisa, it shouldn't be considered an acceptance. If that's the case, so why do we find, for instance, the Chazal tell us in Eruchin, Daf Chof Aleph, Yakwiv Oisoi, a person is menatav to bring a korban, and he decides, no, I'm not going to bring the korban. Says, I'm not going to bring the korban. Yaakov Avoyzo means they make him bring the korban. They make him bring the korban. Then says Yikrav. Yikrav means Yaakov Avoyzo means they made him bring the korban. Means Bezdin forces him. Gemara says, Koifin oisai at sheyomer roitza ani. Koifin oisai at sheyomer roitza ani. They beat him up. He says, okay, enough. Shine, I'll bring it. I'll bring the korban. You forced him. So why should that count as he's bringing? That's called bringing the korban. It shouldn't be his maisa. You forced him to do it. You told him there's going to be repercussions. You're going to face consequences till you're black and blue, buddy. He says, okay, I'm doing it. So So how could it be? How can it be that should work? That they force it? And he says, you know, everyone knows the Rambam and Hilchos Gerushin. The Rambam and Hilchos Gerushin says if a person is mechuyev to give a get, for whatever reason it is, let's say you had two Adam saw her be mezana. He didn't give asrah, so, but it's he can't, you know, but he can't live with her anymore. He may be helping one, even one aid for that. So he had to give a get. He says, I don't want to give a get. I don't want to give a get. Then is makin oisoi achiyom erotzani. You beat him up. You beat him up till he says yes. What kind of din is that? You forced him. You forced him. You gave him punishment. So how could it work? How could it be chal the get? The korban has to be liritzono. Liritzono, the pasuk says. Liritzono. You beat him up till he springs it. What kind of liritzono? He says, okay, I agree, let go of me. Stop hanging. I'm hanging for the... So that's what the Rambam says. He says like this, the teva of a yid is to listen to the mitzvahs. The teva of a yid, because he has a neshama, which is his ikr, is to do what Hashem wanted. As I'll say, b'tzoneinu la'avod es malkeinu. We really want to serve you, Hashem. What's ma'akev? What's holding back? Sa'or shebe'isa. What's the sa'or shebe'isa? The Yetzirah. It's called sa'or. What's sa'or?
Leaven.
Huh?
Leaven.
Leaven.
Yeast.
Yeast. Makes it rise. Becomes a balabus. It gives you Yetzirah. Makes you feel like you're on top of the world. That you can do whatever you want. Forget about Hashem. And Shibud Malchias. What's Shibud Malchias? Galus. The galus makes it hard for us. The truth is, the inner part of a yid, the pinta liyid, the nekuda panimis, the pach shemen of Hanukkah, the chosim of the kohen gadol, it's all the same. It's all about what is your inner essence. You want to do the ratzon of Hashem. Ella what? There's a gorilla called the Yetzer Hara, called Shibud Galus, and that stops you from doing it. But it's a gorilla, it's not me. It's not me who refuses, it's the gorilla that makes me refuse. It's the Yetzer Hara, because my essence would really want to do. That's how the Sfarim explain the whole end of the Sawyer Lazozel. The Sawyer Lazozel, the coins makes a vidui on the Beirus, right? And then he sends it to the Eretz Gezerah, and then we're thrown off the cliff, and the red string turns into Yad HaKapara. What kind of thing is that? Is it a magic wand? You know, throw that sawyer off, let it fall into pieces by the time it gets on the bottom, and then the string in the base of Mikdash shows white, not red, not a scarlet red. If your avirus will be kashoni, what's kashoni like? Red scarlet, kashelig yalbino. It'll turn snow white. So how does that work? And they say, this is what I'm saying in the pasuk, V'nasa hasoir es avayna sam. The soir will carry avayna sam. What's avayna sam?
They're
averis. That's what it is. The soir is carrying the averis. Soir ze esav. He was called an ish soir. V'nasa avayna sam is avonos tam. Who's the tam? Yaakov Avinu is the ish tam. The soir Esav is carrying the avodas of the tam. Why? What, he's carrying it? He's throwing you blaming it on an Esav. That's what you're doing. You're blaming it on an Esav. The galus. Edom, he's all a tzaris. Halacha, Esav, Zayne, Yaakov. That's what the soir Lazel is about, according to one basic shot in the Rishonim. We don't want to do Averis. That means my essence is Emes. My essence wants to do the Ratzon of Hashem. Except the Guf is Misgaber, the Golos is Misgaber, the Yitzhak Hor is Misgaber on me. Okay, so throw it on him. And Yom Kippur, the Nekuda Toiva comes out of the Yid that says, we want to be like Malachim. That's what we really want. Forgive us, we punish them. V'nasir asor avonos tam. Avonos tam. Says the Rambam, you have to give a get l'rotzin, you have to bring a korban l'rotzin. Says, yeah, we're not hitting him because he doesn't have a rotzin. Of course he has a rotzin. What yid doesn't want to do it? Look how many yidden when they were forced, friar yidden who never had anything to do with mitzvahs, when they were either forced to stories of step on a sefer Torah, open sefer Torah, the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, plenty of stories of those things. Or bow down, or we're going to kill you. It had nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. They give up their life. What are you, stupid? You're not even religious. They're not religious. How could you do that? Because there's a yid, a part of the yid. What the Tanya calls the Ahavo Hamusteres. There's a love you have for Hashem that's hidden and concealed. And sometimes it's even concealed from you that you don't even know you have it. But when you're confronted and challenged, either Hashem or the Avodah Zarah, it comes out. That's you. That's all you do when Bezdin hits him. Bezdin is hitting him because he wants to bring out that Nekuda inside of him. So, that's what Yichus is important about. That means the Goyim could say, give us the Torah. You know, why come he didn't give us the Torah? Bring me the Sefer Yochsin. That's why. So, but you were kaifer them. You forced them. That's what happened. You forced them. Kofalei Markigigas. Why didn't you force us? If you forced them, why couldn't you force us? That's the Taina of the Goyim. You could have forced them. How come you didn't give it to us? By forcing us. Same way you forced them. And the Yismach Moshe says, bring me a Sefer Yichus. I could only force you if you really want it in the inside. Because if you really want it in the inside, so I'm getting rid of the gorilla. I'll force you. But I know you really want to do it anyway. But if you don't have a Yichus, like an Avram and Yitzhak and Yaakov, who implanted the DNA of what it means to have a neshama, like Klal Yisrael, then the forcing means I'm really forcing you. You don't want to do it. So if you don't want to do it, so it doesn't count as your maisa. He said, that's the pshat of the chazal. Bring me the sefer yichus. The yichus is not to say, oh, I got a big yichus. I come from great stock. No, it's to show that you knew Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov were the merkava for the Shechina. And they gave, implanted with a chasima, a relationship with Hashem no matter what. Yisrael af al pi shechata Yisrael. Gemara says Abraham, he had Yishmael, he's out. He's not in Klal Yisrael because he didn't behave. Yitzchak had an Esav, he's not part of Klal Yisrael. He's Yitzchak's son. No, he didn't behave. Yaakov had 12. Mitoso Shlema, his bed, his offspring is Shlemus, complete. From that moment on, Yisrael, af al pi shechata Yisrael. No matter where Yisrael falls, no matter what a Yid does, he's still going to remain Yisrael. He's not going to be Yishmael. He's not going to be an Esav. He's out. They're out. Klal Yisrael always will carry the pintle of Yid that he has inside him. That the vacus that he has with Hashem, no matter what. No matter what. That's who our others are. We love Hashem. We are dovuk to Hashem. There's a part of us that never can be contaminated, polluted, alienated from Hashem. There's no such thing. That's only because of the others that they achieved that in Klal Yisrael. That's why kafiyah works. Hashem could force us. We can force you to bring a korban. We can force you to give a get. We can force you to do anything. Because you really want it. Because that nakuda is the essence. That's the ma'amid. The ma'amid of the kelim. So that's the pshat in this thing. You have to know what a yid is. If you don't know that, you don't know what a yid is. It's like the kabrina, or the kabrina, or the lachavitch says, the Siva Shalom brings it down many times, that you could, if a person did a terrible Aveira, Aveira Chamura, he calls it, and then it's time to Dam Mincha, and he says, I can't Dam Mincha, I'm so broken. I'm in such a shiftless, I'm in such a yeesh that I did this Aveira. You know, Hashem rejected me. He says, he's making a mistake. And he says, I'll tell you what kind of mistake he's making. If you think that way, you have not yet stepped over the threshold of Yahadus. Not Hasidus. Not Tzadikim. If you think that once you do an Aveira, it's over, and I can't daven Mincha, says, you don't know what a Yid is. A Yid. Yahadut. Because you understood what a Yid is? Did an Aveira, you'll do Tshuva, but now you got a daven Mincha. Why aren't you here? There's one part of you that never was polluted and contaminated. Daven with that part. The part of you where you say, Raitza ani, always Raitza ani. That's the only thing I really have down there. Raitza ani, Raitza ani, Raitza ani. Never refusing. Never refusing to get up for meeting. Never refusing to not to speak Lashon Hara. That part of you is never refusing the Ratzon of Hashem, ever. So then you do the mitzvah with that part. Because you're always wholesome over there. You never lost it. You're always connected. Havu l'Hashem b'ne'elim, havu l'Hashem mishpachos amim. They have to prove that they have a connection to Hashem. They really want it. My people, says, they have the yichus. They come from Shvatim, they come from Ovis, they come from Imohis, who were the Mekova of the Shechina. So I could force them to do anything because that's what they really want. They want me to force them because they want to do and find chen in my eyes. Yeah.